Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Let's talk about what Raheem Morris liked in that Thursday night victory against the Bucks. Actually, better yet, we'll take a listen to it because he joined Dave Archer on the Coach's Show.
The things that really stuck out for us was the time of possession, giving us a chance to have the ball longer on offense. Because we were able to convert more third downs, the third down percentage was absolutely better. And when those things happen, you accumulate more plays on offense, and that allows you to spread the ball around like you want to. Getting the ball to Mooney, getting the ball to Drake, getting the ball to Kyle, getting the ball to Ray Ray, having the ability to get the ball to Bijan to pass or to run, the same with Tyler. And you want to be able to get those things more, but every game kind of plays out differently. This game played out in the pass and basically daring us to pass, and those guys going out there and executing was awesome.
Yeah, like I mentioned throughout the show, that was seven different pass catchers that Kirk Cousins was able to connect with in their win.
Yeah, you know, it's Raheem, he starts talking so fast sometimes that he says stuff like, and I catch it, and he goes, you know, our third down percentage was absolutely better. And I'm like, yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't like crazy. It's not like we took the top off on third. It was great. It was good. It was improved. But there were definitely some missed opportunities for me on third down, but he mentioned it. You get the ball to, Bijan a few times in the passing game. And obviously, you know, you get that 2-to-1 ratio that we talk about with Bijan and Tyler Allgeier in the backfield. Obviously, it didn't call for that. And it's hard to second guess what the run game is when the passing game's so good. But eventually, you'd like to kind of see both of them come around. But he mentioned there were a number of situational things that Atlanta was absolutely better at. And time possession is one of those things that you and I both, Bo, have pointed out till we're blue in the face, that you have to have time of possession and convert on third down and stay on the field, and the defensive numbers will continue to kind of look up if you're able to do that. And so I think it's awesome. He kind of highlights that and all those things that all-encompassing with Bijan's touches and third downs and, you know, everything else.
Well, 2 weeks ago, going into the Saints game, you were converting 22% of your third downs. You converted 43% essentially last week against Tampa Bay. So, yeah, honestly, I don't mean to sound like argumentative, but he's right. It was that's a 20% percentage jump.
Well,
now,
after the Saints, I think it was 27% is what you're averaging on the year.
26, yeah, which was 29th in the league. So now you're that much better than that. And I know that Tampa Bay coming into the game last week, they were converting 42% of their third downs, which was 11th in the league. So the Falcons last week converted 42.9%. So if that was that's around top 15 in the league if that was every week, right? So the point that he's making is if you can be that consistent week in and week out with your third downs, you're in the top half of the league, and that's a significant gain. So I do agree with him in that aspect. To your point, it was just so bad early in the season at 42% still doesn't sound great to us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're looking for kind of an overcorrection, it feels like.
Kirk Cousins over 500 yards, so something clearly was working well for the offensive line. Coach Raheem Morris really pleased with that, especially when you consider the fact that Ryan Neuzel, he was in, of course, for Drew Dahlman at center, who suffered a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Chiefs. And Raheem Morris, again, happy with what he saw from the line, even with Neusel at center.
Now, you know, let's talk about the Viking just off the top. You know, like, you know, obviously getting back out there and playing for us and, you know, whatever percentage he is, you let him tell it. But for him to go out there and give us the effort that he gave us in the fight and the finish and to be able to go out there and get it done for us a week after hurting that leg, I think is ecstatic. It's just a credit to that group up front, their coach, that unit that's led by Lindstrom and Jake Matthews and all those guys up front. Neusel going out there playing center fours and really Burge and those guys just being tough, physical people, knowing that Storm's going to be there as a backup for you if you need them. But, I mean, all those guys have played for this year. I can't say enough positive things about the O-line, particularly when you go out there and you pass the ball as much as we did. And for those guys to win a game in protection like they did, I am just jacked up.
And also to point out, Neusel did start 3 games last season for Dahlman. So
yeah, I thought I think that some of what you did last year is a little bit better suited for him. I think he struggled a little bit this year so far when he's filled in, especially against the Saints. All that said, I think the offensive line's played pretty freaking well in pass protection. And for all the hate that this line received and the right tackle received, they were sacked. Kirk Cousins was sacked 4 times on Thursday night. Now, he's been sacked 10 times this season, which is like 21st of quarterbacks. And so that's bottom half of the league he's been sacked. That's pretty good. You know, you go to Deshaun Watson, he's been sacked 26 times. Geno Smith, 18. I watched some of Deshaun Watson's dropbacks yesterday, Tiff. No, that's not all the offensive line. He's seeing some ghosts. But sticking here to Atlanta, if he was sacked 4 times and he attempted 58 passes, that tells me he dropped back 62 times. And 62 times, Caleb McGarry on a bum knee held up, maybe other than once. I think he gave up 1 sack, maybe was his. That's pretty good. The offensive line in pass protection has played pretty good. They've just not, to me, been as good in run blocking, which is weird because it's a flip from what we've seen in some ways.
Well, I think the key, at least from my perspective, has number one, you've done a couple of different things in terms of pass protection. You've had a couple of, you know, ricochet-style slide protections where, you know, Caleb McGarry can slide down and kind of secure the three-tech that's on Chris Lindstrom and kind of bounce back out after the chip from the tight end on the defensive end. They've done a couple of different things. And that's allowed them to be more successful. They've used 5-man pass pros and put Charlie Warner 1-on-1 a couple of times. They've put, you know, they've used a little bit of play action and allowed Bijan to step up. Bijan's also a huge part of what you're talking about for the sacks. You know, if I'm going to always take weight off the offensive line's shoulders, that it's not always the offensive line's fault, I got to hand out, you know, this a big award to Bijan Robinson and how well-rounded he's become in pass protection. So it's been good. On the flip side, to your point, not able to run the ball real well, it's kind of the opposite story. You really haven't done things very different. You haven't changed much up in the run game. You've pretty much run mid zone and wide zone and not done much else off of that. So I'll look for that to continue. We talked about it earlier. Zach Robinson's offense will continue to evolve. Kirk Cousins and his, you know, relationship with the receivers will continue to evolve. And let's see where it takes us, man. So I think it's fun to watch. Until you begin to get shut down, right? And then you start asking questions. But I don't think that'll be anytime soon with what I saw last week.
Yeah, that's it. The chemistry, you know, the chemistry as it grows, Mike, what happens? Ball comes out quicker because you have a feel. You know when that you know Kirk's anticipation of when that route, how you're running that route, when you're coming out of that break. A lot of times Kirk's going to throw that ball before you come out of your break. And so if he can trust that you're running exactly and that trust is there, he's going to have no problem cutting it loose early. You know, we saw it with Matt and Julio and Matt and Roddy and Matt with Tony and, you know, not Matt with you, but.
That's not true. I'm 1-for-1 targeting me. I got news.
But did he throw it before he came out of your break?
1-for-1, absolutely.
Or did you run backwards?
No, he can't. No. Came out of my break. It was right on my chest. There you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile.
Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!